Today is Thursday, November the 10th. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinav Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have a question for Dr. Shah or anything you'd like to hear us talk about in future episodes, you can send us a text at 252-582-5028. You can also email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com. You can, of course, follow Dr. Shah on his website, abhinavshah.com, and you can support us financially by visiting that same website, clearviewtodayshow.com. You'll find a button there to give, and every donation goes to building a partnership with us as we reach the nations for the gospel of Jesus.
That's right. And we want you guys to keep this conversation going. We want to make sure that the conversation of the gospel is never hindered. And so the best way that you guys can do that, one of the best ways you can do that, is to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, on Spotify, anywhere you can leave a review, do it, because that's how those algorithms work. They see that the conversation is happening. They see it's popping. It's hip. It's wow. It's now.
It's now.
And so we want you guys to make sure. And thank you to everyone who already has done that.
Absolutely.
You want to read the verse of the day?
I would love to.
Let's do it.
Of the day today comes from Hebrews chapter 12, starting in verse 1. And it reads, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us."
Amen, brother. Amen. I love it. It's, you know, today is just... Today, I needed to hear that today. Mm-hmm. Today is special.
It is a special day.
It's a very special
day. I'm grateful that you said that.
We have a very special guest coming in on this very special day.
We do, yes.
And I'm excited about it. This is the first episode of Clearview Today that we've done with a guest.
That's right. It is our first.
And so that's what makes it a special day.
Well, it's a special day for, you know, other reasons.
November the 10th, special guest on Clearview Today.
And also...
Today is a birthday.
It is a birthday.
It's the Marine Corps' birthday. And that's why the special guest is coming in, so we can talk about the Marine Corps' birthday.
Yes. All of that is true, uh-huh. But there is also another birthday today.
I don't think so.
It's another birthday today of someone in this room.
Our engineer David's birthday is today. Happy birthday, bud. Happy birthday, David.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad that you remembered my birthday.
I remembered it. Cool.
Of course. Of course.
Oh, man. Oh, man. There's nothing better than celebrating a friend's birthday.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than to celebrate a friend's birthday.
You know, sometimes when you have a birthday, people forget, you know
it's a horrible
feeling. It's kind of weird because
it's a horrible feeling. One second. Hang on one second, because David's still talking.
Yeah.
You're kind of stepping on David. He doesn't get to talk a lot. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Some people just like they forget your birthday.
And it's a bad feeling.
And I've never been so
disrespected. Honestly, I hate when people try to talk over me on my birthday.
Me too. But I love that. Tell us about the day you were born.
Oh, man. That was, you know, crazy day. I just remember.
Some of us were all.
It was
hang on one second,
darkness, and then a sudden burst of light shot through.
Okay.
And then a doctor slapped me.
On the butt?
No, in the face.
Wait, that's a problem.
I don't know why.
Malpractice on your birthday.
I don't know what happened there, but anyways, it's just. When I think of my birthday and I think of
good times,
I share a birthday with the Marine Corps.
Some of us, you know,
yes, that, and that was the whole thing.
That's
was that
really
you're
cool.
A birthday
that you're celebrating?
So it's
already.
two birthdays
on the same day.
If only there was another.
If only.
I know it could be like a trifecta.
But the thing is, I really appreciate you coming into work on your birthday.
Well,
don't you
know,
share a birthday with someone in this room?
I don't think so.
All right, well, shoot, let's get on with the show. So today we are celebrating the Marine Corps' birthday, David's birthday,
and
hold on one second. Hang on, I got something down here.
What are you doing?
Trying to see if I can find it.
What are you doing?
Still looking for it.
There's not that much stuff down there.
Happy birthday, Ryan!
Yay!
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
Wait a minute.
For he's jolly good fellow.
Did you bring... You brought me a cake, so thank you for that. And a lighter that apparently does not work. What I'm, I think, more troubled with is that it seems that you have already consumed part of this cake.
Well, I was peckish. I wanted a treat.
So you had, what is that?
Who brought me this lighter? Fire whoever brought this in here. I don't.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the thought behind the cake.
I'm going to leave it over here with me.
That's fine.
It's still yours.
It seems you've already eaten it.
It's still yours, but hang on. I'm going to just have a little bit.
Just a little taste.
You want to taste?
That's okay.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Well, like you said, today is a very exciting day, not just because it's my birthday.
And it is actually David's
it
birthday.
It is actually David's
just,
birthday,
We weren't
too.
Just goofing that
David
around.
David and I do share a birthday 10 mm-hmm. years apart. We are a full decade apart. But it is the Marine Corps birthday. We do have a very special guest on the show today in honor of that. We're going to get started in just a few minutes. We're going to go grab Dr. Shaw. But if you have any questions for today's episode, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shaw in general, you can send us a text at 252-582-5028. Or again, you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com. We're going to go grab Dr. Shaw and our special guest, and we'll be right back.
If you haven't already, be sure to check out Dr. Shaw's book, Changing the Goalpost of New Testament Textual Criticism. Before the 1960s, the goal of New Testament textual criticism was singular, to retrieve the original text of the New Testament. Since then, the goalpost has incrementally shifted away from the original text to retrieving any text or many texts of the New Testament. Some scholars have even concluded that the original text is hopelessly lost and cannot be retrieved with any confidence or accuracy. If that's the case, how can we claim that the Bible is inerrant? To answer these questions, make sure you order a copy of Dr. Shaw's book. That title again is Changing the Goalpost of New Testament Textual Criticism. You can pick up your copy on Amazon right now and let us know how it's helped you by emailing us at info@clearviewbc.org. You can also support our ministry here at Clearview by visiting us at clearviewbc.org/give. Thanks for listening. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shaw, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com or send us a text at 252-582-5028. We've got Dr. Shaw with us in the studio today.
And if you're just joining us for the first time, you've never seen the show before, never heard of Dr. Shaw's work, Dr. Abadan Shaw is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism. He's a professor, Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and
host of today's show.
You got to add the snap.
Oh, sorry. For the radio listeners, yes, I got you right here. Host of today's show. You like that?
I like that.
I figured you would. I did it just for you.
And we actually have a very special guest with us today. Miss Evelyn Woodson is with us on the podcast today.
Evelyn,
welcome. We're glad you're here today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's very honored to be here.
That's awesome.
Thank
We're honored to have you here. Dr. Shaw, I know you've known David and Evelyn for a while now.
Absolutely. They've been a blessing to our church, but also they've been a blessing to our family. Several years ago, I think it was in 2019, that David and Evelyn asked us if we wanted to go see the White House. They've been there. I said, yeah, of course, we would love to.
Yeah.
I said, what do we need to do? He said, nothing, just we just need to know if you were able to go. And we said, yes, we'll do whatever it takes. And we did. And they took us and took us around in Washington, D.C., and it was an unbelievable
trip. That's unbelievable.
And in my life, you know, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem was like the highlight
of
my life. White House is a second.
Oh, I can imagine.
Right there,
it's
underneath.
Right there, side by side, I would say.
Because,
I mean, it's such an important place.
It was really funny because I walked into the office and I saw Miss Evelyn waiting. We were getting ready. We were getting all the gear set up. And I was like, you want anything? Water, coffee? She's like, no, I'm a little nervous. I was like, aren't you the lady that just like walked right up in the White House, just kicked your shoes off and said, I'm home?
Or the Pentagon.
We did the Pentagon that day. And
that's
we did Capitol Hill.
That's right.
At the same time, we did everything. We saw some bills being passed on the floor.
Wow.
Got to see a bunch of senators.
It was an awesome trip.
It was an awesome trip.
It was well worth it. Yes.
That's awesome. Very
cool. Good day.
Well, we have you here not to talk about my birthday as much as I would like to talk about my birthday today.
I thought we already settled that in the intro.
I know. But it is another very important birthday today. It is the birthday of the Marine Corps. Today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll put a little party sound right here. Hang on. There it is.
So, Miss Evelyn, we wanted to bring you on today just to talk about your time in the Marine Corps. I know it was a big part of your life. So if you just share with us kind of what that experience was like for you, what led you to the Marine Corps, just kind of walk us through some stories from your time serving.
Well, I joined in 1980, right out of high school. And I joined because I have a big family of 10 brothers and sisters, and I knew that there wasn't going to be any education for me at all. So when the recruiter came to my high school and asked me if I wanted to join, I loved the uniform. I said, yes, where do I sign?
Wow.
And, you know, went in and 22 years later, actually 23 years, I served.
You served for 23 years?
Yes, sir.
Wow. What was it like?
It was amazing. However, back then, and of course, I'm going to tell my age here.
We can edit that part out.
Right? In 1980, of course, the field was, the girls were feminine and the guys were the masculine. Mm-hmm. So the girls at that time, we didn't attend infantry. There was no infantry MOS for us, military occupational specialty. We could not go into the infantry or any kind of combat field.
Wow. Mm.
So in our boot camp, I didn't have, you know, rifle training or combat training or anything like that.
What was it? Was it like specialized stuff or was it just gear? Was it the same thing that they were doing, but just no combat?
Oh my gosh. I don't even want to tell you what, because if he was like, no, that can't be the Marine Corps. No, when I went in, of course, you know, girls were very feminine. So we had makeup and etiquette classes. And we,
Really?
Yep.
I would have never guessed
that. Yeah, if you had given me a million years, I would not have come up with that.
Makeup etiquette. And we also had like how do you chew your food and stuff like that, and how you sit like a lady. And then we had marching and we had history. And that's all we had.
Wow, that is really surprising. And
things have changed a lot since
drastically.
Then.
I think there's no more makeup. I think they might even start shaving their head now, like the guys.
Wow.
The uniform completely changed. Now it's all a male kind of branch, because now the females have male uniforms and male hats, and everything is changing to more of a male. And taking out the feminine out of it. And of course, women are into combat. And of course, you learn how to shoot the M16 and all that.
Wow.
Being in the field for 30 days and whatnot. So it's kind of.
Did you know that going in? Or were you expecting like combat training? Were you expecting like the full, what we would consider the full Marine experience?
No. In fact, our drill instructor, she says, well, I'm going to bring in an MP and he's going to bring in an M16 so you can see what an M16 looks like. So I'm like, oh, so he brought it in. So we're in awe. She goes, now 10 years from now, you might be shooting this.
Huh.
So that's what she said, just shooting it. She never even said, we're going to go into combat. We're going to go any of that stuff.
She went ahead and just laid it out there.
Yeah, I don't think she even knew that how drastic the Marine Corps was going to change.
Wow, that's insane.
So sure enough, when I got into the fleet years later, sure enough, around 10 years later, that's when they said, okay, you're not combat ready because you don't know how to shoot an M16. So
you did go through combat training just years later?
Right. Well, not combat training.
Okay.
Only to shoot, qualify. You had to be qualified with the M16. So in case you were sent to combat, we're still in the back. We weren't in the front line. You still knew how to defend yourself.
But now it's very different. I mean, it's
completely different.
Yeah, it's shoulder to shoulder. Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. Mm. How did that shape? I guess how did that shape your So you're saying that you kind of knew going into the Marines that I'm not going to be doing a lot of the stuff that the guys are going to be doing. But how did that shape your, because you and David are very patriotic. You're very patriotic people. And you guys do a lot with the Salt and Light Ministry here at Clearview. Mm-hmm. And I know you have a lot to do with that too, right. Dr. Shaw. I guess how did that shape your, because I'm doing these things like etiquette classes and makeup and stuff. But how did that shape your sense of patriotism, I guess?
Well, the longer that you're in the military, the more you blossom. It's just like any job. The longer you're there, you're more knowledgeable of the background and how things work. And once I got out to the fleet and got to know really what it is to defend your nation and your country, I took a liking to that. And it really made me a strong person, having that military background with the, like I said, my 10 brothers and sisters, and just serving, and they didn't serve. It just gave me the more wider view in life compared to just being in the box. You know, you get married and you don't get outside the box. I finally got outside the box, so I was able to get familiar with all their cultures, with going overseas and serving in Desert Storm, Desert Shield.
So you were in the Persian Gulf.
Yes, I went to Qatar and Bahrain.
Wow. What an experience.
So, yeah.
What did you do over there?
It was well, again, my field, since I was administration, I always, you know, you stayed with administration.
Okay.
So that's what I did the whole entire. So, of course, now I'm become the chief of the administration branch instead of the clerk. Now I'm the chief, and I'm that's you know, very, telling the clerk on how to do their
important
jobs.
Important task.
And, insanely. Yes.
Administrating insanely. The administrators.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
I mean, pretty much. What did you mean when you said the fleet earlier? So you get out of the Marine Corps, I guess, training or whatever. What did you do? So you're in those 22 years that you were in the Marines, was the fleet part of that? What does that mean?
The fleet means when you're out of boot camp.
Okay.
And then you go into the real Marine Corps.
This is your career now.
Yes, this is your career. So whatever station you're at, you know, either in Camp Pendleton in the West Coast or, you know, Okinawa, which is, you know, overseas, that's all considered the fleet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
You know, something I thought was interesting that we were talking about even on Monday, Dr. Shah, you know, no, it wasn't Monday. When was the citizenship episode? That was Tuesday or Monday? I think it was Monday. We were talking about your citizenship and gaining citizenship.
Monday.
It was Monday, yeah. And you said something that kind of stuck with me that even I, as a native-born American, had never thought about. You said, you know, I came to this realization that if the time ever came for me to serve my country, would I be able to?
Right.
And I think that's something that just really embodies this American spirit that we've been talking about so much, especially this week with the elections. But, you know, there's just something to that I have a need to give back. I have a need to serve. Mm-hmm. And I want that in my life. And I think that's something that's kind of missing from today's conversation.
I agree. I mean, it's in our culture today, people just, you know, kind of it's a entitlement world. Mm-hmm. So you do this for me and I will do whatever I want to do and live my life and not work or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just take for granted, people just take for granted the protections or people leaving their families, going across the globe and serving there.
Right.
And with the possibility that you may not come home. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that's always that possibility there. So I really admire and respect people like Miss Evelyn and so many others who took that as their life,
yeah.
You know, their life decision to go and serve our nation. And in our own family, we have now a Marine.
Yeah,
by the way,
that's
true. By the way, did you notice how I said that? We have a Marine.
Uh-huh, yeah, right. Not an ex-Marine.
You do not, did he just say that? Ex?
You don't even supposed to say it.
Go ahead.
I'm so
formal.
Sorry.
You can go ahead and pinch him if you want.
Please don't, because I know that's going to hurt.
I was doing a wedding of a Marine, and it was funny, I made that statement. I was like, so the ex-Marine, and all of a sudden.
It's a former Marine.
This was a third generation family.
A former Marine?
Former Marine.
Oh,
I didn't even think
I didn't even think they liked that. I thought it was just, I'm a Marine.
No. Former Marine. When you retire, you're former Marine.
Okay. Yeah, you could say that.
You can say former.
You don't say ex-Marine.
Got it.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
I hear you.
Write that down.
I hear you.
So they didn't correct me right then, but once they had a chance, they said, oh, just to let you know, Dr. Shah, it's never X.
Okay.
We will never be X. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't know.
But it was all in good fun.
Yeah. I've done that before too. Man.
But going back to Miss Evelyn, I know you also served some high positions.
Yes, I did. My last tour in 1999, I got stationed at the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I served from there to 2018.
Wow.
When I retired.
Okay, so that I didn't know. I didn't know that you, because I knew you worked at the Pentagon, but I didn't know that that was still part of your military service or your Marine service.
Yes, well, I did, I served from 1999 to 2002, and then I switched over to the federal government, and I stayed there at the Pentagon.
Okay.
And served as a federal government.
Okay, so what did you do in the Pentagon? Like, what was your like, day-to-day life?
Well, when I was stationed at the Pentagon, I served for Secretary Cohen under, I think, Clinton. Mm-hmm. And then Bush Jr. came in.
Okay.
And then I served under his administration.
Okay. Right. Wow.
And once he retired, I retired and I went over to work for Department of the Army.
Okay.
And I worked for them in their top secret location.
So I was going to ask what were some of your tasks, but I guess maybe some of them you can't really talk about. Yeah,
no, I've served with the Army Operations Center.
Gotcha. Okay.
I work for the G4, for a four-star, first Army female general.
Okay. Okay.
At the Pentagon. And then I went to work for the G8. So as promotion came, I kind of just jump around organization within the Pentagon.
Wow.
What do you feel like were some of the things from your time in the Marines that have had the most impact on you?
I think serving in the war had a lot of impact on me. Got to understand their culture. In fact, they sent me ahead of time with a handful of the Marines because they wanted a female to go out there and see what the females could wear and not wear, even when they're on base or off base, because the base that we were on was only guarded with a chain link fence. So, you know, they can see in, we can see out. So the girls couldn't do their PT, physical fitness, in the mornings that you decide to go run your 3 miles or whatever. You couldn't run that in shorts. You got to be covered up because you're in a Muslim country.
Wow.
So I had to, you know, make a report and then come back and then give them that report before the whole deployment went out so they can inform their female Marines what they can and can't do on base or even off base.
Wow. So that was some during your like administrative years.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. So you were working, I know this is something that we've had kind of on our last show, Carpe Mignana. We never talked about it on this show, but you were actually in the Pentagon during 9/11, during the September 11th attacks. You were there on site when it happened. What was that like?
I was there. Actually, that morning I had a medical appointment. Mm-hmm. During the medical appointment, that's when the attack happened. I had called my husband David and then told him, hey, there's something happening, because at the waiting room, I saw the planes crashing into the towers in New York. And I said, get to a TV set because something's happening. And then they called me. I said, I got to go because my appointment was up. And I did not know when I was in my appointment that the plane hit the Pentagon until there was a lot of screaming. And
so you didn't feel it? You couldn't feel it at all?
No, because the Pentagon is so large.
So huge.
Wow. Right.
Wow.
I was in the Joint Chief of Staff section because that's where the clinic is located, and it hit on the other side where the Army is located. The Army and the Navy is located.
Wow. Wow.
Mm. But you could hear the screams and yelling that vibrated through the hallways and whatnot.
Mm.
Wow. Well, and that had to be very traumatic because, I mean, you know, we only focus on the Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize that something was happening in D.C., which...
Right.
And you cannot compare and say which one was worse, but I mean, they were trying to attack the heart of our nation.
Correct.
Right? Not just New York City, the business capital, but also they were attacking the Pentagon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, it had to be so powerful.
Yeah. It's also very different because I know growing up in a small town in North Carolina, before I met you, I never knew anybody who was directly related to it, had any experience with it.
Yeah.
So there's always sort of like there's sympathy, but there's also detachment because, you know, there's a detachment, if you will, because it's their images on a screen of real people, but people that I don't know. But then talking to you and David and talking to others who have actually gone through it and hearing, hey, I was there, I saw it happen, and it really impacted me in this way. Now that it's someone you know and you care about and you love, there's something new to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's something that's very human about that.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
it was really hard. Even the next day, go back to work. You had all the diesel fumes coming, still coming through the hallways and whatnot. And then they had taken the bodies, and at the courtyard, because the Pentagon, of course, there was a center courtyard. They had laid them all on there with their white, you know, covering and stuff. So it was really,
yeah, I can imagine.
It was very, very hard.
What was the response of them? Because we're talking about the Marine Corps. Did each of the, I guess there's just so much chaos and there's so much communication between the branches going back and forth. Did anything the Marines do specifically that was like a direct response to that, or just like you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? At that point, your training just kicks in.
Yeah.
You know, you all of a sudden you're going to go to help your fellow servicemen no matter what, you know, so it was just a team effort of everyone coming in to help.
Wow.
Those that were injured in any way they can, and even in the cleanup and whatnot. So,
We would love to bring you back when we talk about 9/11.
Yes. Oh yeah,
maybe your husband as well, maybe bring David as well. You know, that's
yeah, he can tell his side of story.
Such a powerful testimony of you know, what our nation went through, but also how God's hand was upon you guys and our nation, of course.
Very true.
So I would love for them to come back.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And in an event like that, it just makes you stronger.
Right.
And that's why I'm very, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm very passionate about being a very patriotic for my country, because I've seen the devastation that we have gone through. And I don't take life for granted when it could be taken from you just that quickly at a doctor's appointment. You know, if it would have hit on my side, it would have been at a doctor's appointment.
Well, I think that's one of the beautiful things we saw in the aftermath was this attack that was meant to demoralize and meant to divide and conquer ended up strengthening so much resolve, so much American resolve. And I mean, I think you and your husband, David, both embody that. I know we embody that as well. You know, Dr. Shah, I know you were saying that your dad was here when that happened.
Yeah, he was here. Yeah. He was here. And, you know, sometimes I think Americans, we don't study history, nor do we study current events like we should. And I remember when we were sitting in our living room and the first plane had already hit one of the Twin Towers. And then when the second one hit, I remember my dad saying, oh, that's the work of bin Laden. We hadn't even heard that name before. I didn't know who was that. I was like, who is that? He said, that is the work of this and this person. And by that evening, everybody was talking about this bin Laden character.
Wow.
So we as Americans not only need to be patriotic, but learn our history.
Right.
You know, know what current events are going on and what's happening. And don't just get everything straight out of the news or news app.
That's right.
Because sometimes it's just, it's not true. And talking to someone like Evelyn, you hear the rest of the story. This is the story. This is what was happening day.
That's right.
And just appreciate your freedom that you have.
Yes, of course.
Because we're living in perilous time now where they want to take out our freedom away from us.
Right.
You know, they want to tell us, you know, what we could eat and how much we could eat. And I mean, it's just, where does it end? So, you know, you just got to step back and really understand that America just stands for freedom. That's why everybody wants to come here.
Exactly.
Because they want that freedom.
Exactly. Right. I think we just talked about that on Monday.
We sure did. Episodes ago, we talked about that. That's a good litmus test for a country. Like you shared that, Dr. Shah. If people are trying to get in the country versus getting out of the country, probably a good place to be.
That's right.
That's right.
There are a lot of parts of the world where people are trying to get out and they build walls to keep people in.
That's right.
That's right.
And here is just the opposite. So
that's right. Well, Evelyn, thank you so much for being on the show today. And thank you for your service. We appreciate it
very much.
More than you know.
Very much.
If you guys have questions about what we talked about on today's episode, send us a text at 252-582-5028. Or you can always email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com. Also on that website, clearviewtodayshow.com, you'll find a button there where you can partner with us and support us as we seek to reach the nations with the message of hope, the message of truth, the message of the gospel.
Amen.
We count you as a partner in that, an extension of what we're doing. And we're thankful for your partnership.
Amen.
As we close, Ms. Evelyn, do you have any last-minute advice for us today?
I would say download the Pay and Go app. Those are really awesome. Because you got your whole wallet right in your phone. You just swipe that phone right on the gas station. It's paid.
Boom, baby. Yes.
Swipe it on the grocery store. Hit pay. You don't have to go to a checkout at all.
And you just look like a baller, too. You're like, I'm out of here. I'm out.
If you want to look cool, you heard it here first. The Pay and Go app. That's awesome.
Amen.
Well, we love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.